Ward has made good progress again. He was fit for the last game, as in the squad. He's had a 90 minutes this week. Woody's been out there for 70 minutes, so he's got that under his belt. So he's getting back. Tarky's trained with us for the last 7-8 days, so therefore he's not quite, I don't think he'll make this Saturday, but he's getting there. So, you know, we are beginning to add to the numbers again. Dean Marnie played a full 90 minutes in the week. We just lost Scott Arfield, who's doubtful for the weekend, just got a tight calf. So that's the overriding view. But underneath that, obviously, or in between that, if you like, we've been out and managed to get a few days away with the players, a working few days, then a couple of days off last weekend, and then a build-up to the game. So, you know, as usual, during these periods, you have to try and attempt to find that healthy balance between enough work and enough rest, and then hopefully it all brings that feel to the next performance when they're rejuvenated, full of energy and ready to go.
It's been in the headlines lately. Teams going away for warm weather training or for a break or whatever for the wrong reasons potentially, but can it be a real benefit to you just to change the scenery, change being as good as a rest?
Well, ours was more a case because often when we've had these windows to take the team away, a good thing is that the increase in the number of international footballers we have here. So it's actually quite rare, other than pre-season, when we get a chance to get all of them involved. So that was as much part of the thinking, this idea of getting the injured players, everyone, by the way. My point was everyone came away with us. The injured players, the physios, the staff, obviously the players who would normally be on an international week away with internationals, everyone came. And that's rare that we can do that during the season. So we just thought it was a good idea to get everyone in together, including the injured lads, including the long-term injured with Robbie, etc. So, you know, there was a bit of thought about the bigger picture as a group, and then a bit of thought about use the time wisely, a break from the training ground. Obviously, we all know what the weather's been like here. It's not really the warm weather, to be honest. The pitches have taken a battering, and we've got great pitches now, but even they've, you know, struggled over the last month to keep up to speed with themselves, and obviously there's not a lot of growth in them at the moment. So there's a number of different factors, but it was work for us. They did, it's not all work and no play. They allowed a game of golf and stuff, but they worked pretty hard while we were there as well.
Just in terms of players coming back, you mentioned the development squad game you've had this week and three or four of them involved. Ward perhaps in contention. How far away are the likes of Wood and Heaton who featured in that game?
Well, I think Wood could feature in some capacity. I haven't made a decision in what way. Ward equally, you know, getting back to true fitness, got 90 minutes in. Dino's factored in. As I said, we lost Scotty for this one. I think it'd be touch and go, but I'm hedging on the side of caution with that one at the moment. And just that feeling of the group being back together. Tarky training at the moment. I think it's just a few days too soon for him. But, you know, I think everyone will come back into the thinking. Tom Heaton, of course, he needs another couple of games because, you know, he's been out a long time, but he's doing fantastic with his rehab and got out there and played the other day. So I think it's the feeling of the group as well. There's no guarantees, but what I mean is that the feeling that group brings, they all of a sudden they're looking around, the group's getting fitter, getting stronger and getting more like it looked at the beginning of the season. So I think that does the players some good as well when they know that their mates are coming back together as a collective in order to take on the last 11 games that come this season.